my main concern is just where is our Ukrainian visitors going to go now once their contract is up with the hotels and houses and so on? These things are all coming to an end, I'm hearing now, and the point is going forward as well, we have a housing crisis ourselves here in Donegal as well, and I would feel that the government needs to step up to the plate now. What's going to happen? What, first of all, our own people, equally alongside that, then the Ukrainians, when these contracts end, I just feel that it's saddened already heated situation that's there, and it's not going to be good going forward. And what the shortage in houses at the minute, people unable to rent houses.
I suppose there would just be the hope then that these contracts may be extended, but that hasn't been clarified yet.
That hasn't been clarified yet, is my understanding of it. And even they are extended itself, which is well and good. But we're still back to the same situation again. We're extending contracts, but it only seems to be a short-term solution to a long-term problem. We need to get building, we need to get the various any disposable land banks that the local authorities have, we need to get them utilised and used and go back to the way it was years ago. Have your local authority building houses, if so, watch for the ones that want them built, that will be out in the country, wherever it may be, it'll be your own site, or building units in the towns, estates in the town or in the village of the town. That's the type of stuff we need to see going forward, Emma.